Your daily Devo for October 28, 2021, titled Suffering for Love, written by David Drury, read by Matthew Teagie. I rejoice in what I am suffering for you. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. The suffering of being unable to love. That was the Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky's unusual but insightful definition of hell. The Apostle Paul must have arrived at a similar view of suffering and love. In Colossians 1, he said, "Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regards to Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, which is the church." Verse 24. Paul had a profound capacity to suffer for the sake of the gospel. He was imprisoned, beaten near death, whipped with lashes and rods. He felt in constant danger from all kinds of enemies. He'd been hungry, thirsty, cold, and exposed. He'd been shipwrecked, stoned, stranded, and understandably sleepless. But all of this suffering was for the sake of the church. He may not have enjoyed his sufferings, but he did rejoice in them. Why? To suffer meaninglessly is one thing, but suffering for someone you love is another thing altogether. An act of service, a sacrificial gift. To suffer for Christ and his body, the church, is in fact worship. So to rejoice was only natural for Paul. In fact, to not be able to love the church would have felt more painful than to love and suffer for it. Today's action step: love others through the suffering and rejoice.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.